from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Foreign Ministry verifies presence of Iranian oil tanker in Indonesian waters. Indonesia's export rise in quarter 1, 2026. China, US, India become main markets. Here is the news in details. The Indonesian Foreign Ministry has responded to reports regarding the presence of an Iranian supertanker in Indonesian waters. The ministry spokesperson Ivone Mewengkang in a statement on Tuesday said the Indonesian government has taken note of reports concerning the presence of foreign vessels. She emphasized that navigation rules in international waters, including those in Indonesia, refer to international maritime law. She also stated that the Indonesian government is currently conducting field verification and internal coordination to assess the situation on the ground. Earlier reports indicated that a massive Iranian oil tanker carrying crude oil worth nearly $220 million managed to evade a United States naval blockade and sail into Indonesian waters. The vessel is now moving through the Lombok Strait toward the Riau Islands. The supertanker has not transmitted its automatic identification system's signal since March 20, when it departed from the Malacca Strait en route to Iran. From January to March 2026, Indonesia's total exports compared to the same period last year. The Indonesian Central Statistic Agency noted that this increase was driven by the non-oil and gas sector, with China remaining the largest export destination. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
The Indonesian Central Statistics Agency announced the latest statistical data on the country's economic sector in Jakarta on Monday, May 4th. One of the highlights was Indonesia's export performance in the first quarter of this year, which showed a positive trend. The agency's Deputy for Distribution and Services Statistics, Ateng Hartono, stated that Indonesia's export value for the January to March 2026 period reached $66.85 billion. This figure grew by 0.34% compared to last year, driven by the performance of non-oil and gas exports in the manufacturing sector.
Sektor industri pengolahan menjadi pendorong utama.
The manufacturing sector was the primary driver of the increase in non-oil and gas export performance during the January to March 2026 period, contributing 3.15% to the growth.
Terhadap kenaikannya 3.15%.
This increase was supported by leading commodities such as nickel, basic organic chemicals, palm oil, and electronic components. In terms of trading partners, Hartono explained that China still plays a key role as Indonesia's main market.
Kalau kita lihat menurut negara dan kawasan tujuan utama ekspornya,
if we look at the main export destinations by country and region, the value of non-oil and gas exports is primarily directed toward China. Exports to China totaled $16.50 billion, an increase of 17.49% compared to the January-March period of 2025.
January-Maret tahun 2025 yang lalu.
In addition to China, the United States and India round out the list of the top three markets with a combined contribution of 44.48% in the first quarter of this year. Exports to China are dominated by iron and steel products, while those to the United States are dominated by machinery and electrical equipment, and those to India by mineral fuels. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is targeting the construction of a seawall on the north coast of Java as a measure to secure the national food sector from the threat of seawater intrusion. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono stated in Jakarta on Monday, May 4th, that the plan aims to prevent damage to productive land due to natural phenomena in coastal areas. He explained that protecting this food storage area is considered crucial given the significant contribution of the area to national needs.
Because besides the industrial centers that we must protect, we must also not forget the numerous food centers. Food and agricultural areas must also be protected from seawater intrusion. And this is happening even out of the total 1.5 million hectares of rice fields in Java. 115,000 hectares are affected. We must prevent this.
This giant seawall project is designed to protect approximately 50 million people from sea level rise, which reaches 5 centimeters annually. In addition to population factors, the urgency of this project is based on the economic concentration in the region, where 60% of the national industry operates along the north coast of Java. President Prabowo Subianto said that infrastructure development is the state's responsibility to protect the people and various strategic assets belonging to the nation from the impacts of climate change. The Indonesian government is encouraging academics from higher education institutions in the country to play a greater role in addressing various local environmental issues. This push is linked to the Indonesia ASRI movement, an initiative by President Prabowo Subianto to create a healthy, clean, orderly, and sustainable environment. The Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Brian Yuliarto, said after meeting the President at Merdeka Palace on Monday, May 4th, that the latter had asked universities to support regional governments, ranging from waste management to environmental planning.
Meminta saya, kami ya, di Kemendik Saintek, sudah sejauh mana kemajuan
The president asked us at the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology how far the progress has gone in academic programs and lecturers who can support regional governments. As we know, the president previously gave instructions and directions that universities, especially in fields relevant to regional needs such as waste management, urban orderliness, and matters related to the president's ASRI program, should assist and back up local governments.
Kampus-kampus peneliti, guru-guru besar yang bidangnya terkait ya, seperti arsitektur untuk keindahan taman-taman, kemudian teknik lingkungan, begitu teknik mesin untuk sampah dan sebagainya.
Minister Brian Liarto added that President Prabowo hopes each regional government will have a team of university experts. To that end, he will soon consolidate universities across Indonesia to realize them. The United Nations has once again called for an end to attacks on civilians amid the ongoing escalation of conflicts in several regions, including Ukraine, Gaza, Sudan, and Lebanon. In the daily press conference on Monday, May 4, 2026, UN Secretary General spokesperson Stephane Dujarric emphasized that attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure cannot be justified under any circumstances. The UN stated that the increase in missile and drone attacks in recent days has worsened the humanitarian situation while also hindering efforts to resolve the conflict through diplomatic means.
Once again, the Secretary General condemns all attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure, no matter where they occur. He reiterates his call for full, immediate, and unconditional ceasefire, leading to a just, comprehensive, and sustainable peace in line with the UN Charter, international law, and relevant UN resolutions.
In his latest report, the UN voted that drone attacks in Ukraine and Sudan in recent days have resulted in casualties and damage to civilian infrastructure. This situation reinforces the UN's call for an immediate cessation of violence to prevent further civilian casualties. I'm Dika, and that was news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The poetry of Neno Warisman is Palestine, How Can I Forget You? Palestine, How Can I Forget You? This poetry is themed with the children of Gaza who confronted Israeli aggression in 1988 to 1989. That's the poetry of Taufik Ismail, a well-known Indonesian poet and writer. Born by a couple between A. Ghaffar Ismail and Siti Nur Muhammad Nur in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, Taufik Ismail was grown up in Pekalongan. At that time, his parents, who had just married, moved from Minangkabau, West Sumatra, to Pekalongan, Central Java.
Ayah saya dan ibu saya belum berumur 21 tahun pada waktu itu.
My father and my mother were not 21 years old at that time. They were not disposed to legal. They were driven out of Minangkabau together with their colleagues of the same age. This was one thing that I could not tell you more. But the Dutch government did not drive away as they wanted. They asked where you were going if you wanted to get out from Minangkabau. They made a short survey where they would move to. Then they took conclusion. There were some very sympathetic areas of the freedom of struggle. Two of them were Pekalongan and Majalaya. Then my father chose a place in Pekalongan.
In Pekalongan, Taufik Ismail's father was known as a young cleric. His father taught Tafsir Al-Quran. Meanwhile, his mother taught women. His father had also changed the profession as a reporter in Sinar Baru newspaper in Semarang. There is a proverb saying that fruit falls not far from the tree. Taufik Ismail showed his interest in reading and writing.
Saya dibesarkan di dalam
I was grown up under the strict situation of my father and mother. If they would give recitals, I should open the book first. The book were big and thick. After evening prayers, I saw them sitting. They said, take the book, read it, and make notes. I like to read and to buy books. So there were two things. First was reading, and second was writing. Well, this influenced my life. So once a month, I was taken into the bookstore. I might choose any book suitable for the children, while my father was looking for books that he would like to buy.
Taufik Ismail's interest in writing continued with the publishing of poetry, which he sent to the newspaper where his father worked. He was determined to become a writer and poet.
Nah, di SMA, saya sudah mulai memikirkan karir.
In a senior high school, I was already thinking about a career. I am thinking what I should be. Of course, I should study at university, but at a college, what subject shall I take? Then I wished to become a writer. Later on, I learned that those who wanted to be writers had to become journalists first. Between journalists and writers, they were much closer. In journalism, someone with writing talent got a job in newspaper more easily.
Saya pada umur SMA
When I was at the senior high school, I received scholarship to study in United States for 1 year. The name of the scholarship was AFS, American Field Service. When I studied at high school in America, I stayed in an American family as a foster child. By chance, at the first stage, there were 7 persons. I went to America by ship for 1 month at sea. From Jakarta, I passed Colombo, Suez Canal, Napoli, Gibraltar, and Atlantic Ocean. And then I arrived in New York. I've read many literature books. One of them was a book of poetry by Sitor Situmorang. It was about Napoli. I brought the book, and then when the ship was about to arrive in Napoli, I read a poem. Well, it was really tremendous. I wanted to emulate Sitor Situmorang and wanted to write some poem.
Taufik Ismail's desires to write poetry and his interest in reading were forged in Whitefish Bay High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, USA, where he lived with his foster family. At school, he had to read a book in English about 50 to 100 pages within 2 weeks. More sincerely, Taufik Ismail started to get used to a lot of reading with a fast time in 3 months. In addition to studying literature in the land of Uncle Sam, Taufik Ismail was guided by Helen, his foster mother, to learn working, which took him into another dream in his life.
Datanglah masa libur.
Well, it was holiday. Ma'am Helen asked me on the later Christmas holiday what you wanted to work. Oh, no, working. No. Ma'am Helen said, you should work so you could get money. Oh, it was okay then if I got the money. I worked at a textile store. Then it was another holiday in April. I didn't know I was taken into a farm. Then I worked in there. My job was to mow the wheat fields and to feed the chickens. The hard job was to cut the wheat. If I finished at the middle of the day, I took break. I sat and ate my food that brought from home. I saw the farmer's house. Besides, there was a high barn where the grain was stored. I saw grandparents, sons, daughters, and 2 grandchildren. We were together, and last, I was jealous very much. Then, if I return later, I had to have a place like this farm, and at noon, I sat down with my wife and kids while I was having lunch. But then, there was a typewriter. I typed poems in there. That was my dream.
Literature and farming were the dreams of Taufik Ismail that he told his parents on his return from the United States in 1957.
Cita-citaku, Pa, Ma, cita-citaku itu aku ingin jadi sastrawan.
My dream, father and mother, is a writer. I am talented to write poetry. In America, I read 7 books for a year and my grade was good. I wanted to be a writer, but to become a writer in Indonesia, literature cannot guarantee the income. We must have one profession. Profession is usually a journalist, and I do not want to be a journalist. I want to be a farmer who has 20 to 30 hectares of land, 20 to 30 cows, 500 to 1,000 chickens, and the knowledge of farming.
He tried to achieve his dreams by studying at the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine and Animal Husbandry at Bogor Agricultural University. After graduating from the college, Taufik Ismail wanted to open a farm ranch.
Keinginan saya itu saya ingin membuka.
My desire was to open a farm ranch. Where was the place? Indonesia is very large. On the island of Java, it is difficult. 15 to 20 hectares would be very expensive. In Sumatra, it's costly as well. In eastern Indonesia, it might be cheap, but the distance is far. Finally, I could get a land in Malacca Strait. In there, there are about 20 to 30 islands in a row, and there are about 15 uninhabited islands. There is no person and it is spacious. The width could reach 20 to 30 hectares. I checked to Bapenas. Whoa, this was a great choice because of its marketing. So later, the chicken eggs and the chicken meat and beef and milk, I could sell them all to Malaysia and Singapore. But more interestingly, it's the east coast of Sumatra. On the east coast of Sumatra, there were three oil companies, namely Caltex, Stanvac, and Pertamina. Before there was no Pertamina, the three oil companies had employed around 2,000 up to 3,000 people. How many eggs sold there would be sold out? How great my planning was, wasn't it? I didn't need to find credit to buy expensive land on the island of Java and Sumatra. I got one free of charge in Malacca Strait.
But unfortunately, the plan has not materialized. His life at the time would go on to take advanced studies in the United States along with 30 other people. This time, he was a young lecturer at Bogor Agricultural University, IPB. However, the signing of the Cultural Manifesto, which had been outlawed by President Sukarno, changed everything. Taufik Ismail and other artists signed the Cultural Manifesto. Three people supporting the statement that were public servants were dismissed, including Taufik Ismail.
Saya dipecat 3 hari sebelum saya pergi ke Amerika.
I was dismissed 3 days before I went to America. But the passport was on my hands and I also had the ticket. I wanted to escape abroad. Well, the first port to America that I stopped was Yokohama in Japan. Fortunately, my foster brother, the son of Mom Helen, was an army doctor who was on duty in Yokohama. I would land in Yokohama. I asked for help so that I was protected in Yokohama. My mother and father had come from Pangalongan. My younger siblings had come as well. They were very excited. Just imagine. It was 1964. Going to overseas was still luxurious. I did not say to the parents about the plan, but then I prayed tahajud. In my tahajud prayer, I got the answer. I should not go. I canceled it. I returned the passport.
The event did not make him stop working. As a poet, Taufik Ismail, who was also a founder of the literary magazine Horizon, on which he is now the chief editor, has read his poems in many regions across Indonesia and overseas. In every historic events in Indonesia, Taufik always appeared by reading his poems, such as the fall of the Suharto regime, Trisakti incidents, and the Bali bombing incident. In addition, Taufik Ismail's work also can be enjoyed through his translation of different languages. One of them is in Arabic. A collection of poems by Taufik Ismail, which was translated in Arabic language, entitling Faukab Turab Turab, meaning dust on the dust, is translated by Professor Dr. Nabila Lubis, a key literature lecturer at State Islamic University, Jakarta.
Walaupun karyanya diterjemahkan ke bahasa Inggris, ke Belanda, ke apa, tapi semuanya itu.
Although his work has been translated into English and Dutch, all of them do not satisfy him. He wanted one of his works in Arabic, wanted to serve his parents who used to wish him to be able to speak Arabic well. But he had done his best. He had already learned everywhere, but could not be. Finally, at least I created a book in Arabic to be presented to the spirits of my parents. This was a proof that I made something in Arabic. Translating a literary work is certainly not easy. It also makes Nabila Lubis think first before accepting the offer of translating poetries of Taufik Ismail. First, when delivering the question, I was interviewed, but I did not immediately accept it. That's a big problem. It's hard. How literature and Indonesian poetries are translated into Arabic? That couldn't be. Sir, Give me time to think about it. I will think any time again. The request of someone in 1993 was asked which of Indonesian literature was and the other one he wished was met. Finally, I said, I tried first. I had already made a selection. And a list such as Bimbo's song. Sir, I tried first shorter songs. If it went on well, God's blessing, I directly moved to harder ones, like God, the God Almighty, but that was made in Arabic was not good. Although it seems so easy, I finally tried again and tried again. Thanks God. Finally, I finished in 2 years. Fauka Turab Turab, or Dust on the Dust, is a collection of poems by Taufik Ismail from the years 1954 to 2013. These poems have been translated into Arabic language. This translation is his most noticeably emotional work because it was dedicated to his parents who actually wanted Taufik to become a cleric, since in Pekalongan, his father was called cleric.
Sosok Taufik Ismail, itu orang yang alim.
Taufik Ismail is a man who is very religious. He and his poems are beyond comparisons, and his efforts to enrich Indonesian literature was extraordinary. He's able to mix to anyone, anywhere, every corner of life, social or religious people and political parties. Everything that he could talk about made him truly rich. He enriched the Indonesian literature to enter all areas. So I was really amazed. For Taufik Ismail, everything is okay. So, to be one of his poems and writings for his outstanding classical language acquisition is really outstanding. Yes, Taufik Ismail is remarkable. From literature to music, he is very skillful. Poet who holds Datuk Panji Alam Khalifatullah was writing songs for Ian Antono, Krisya, and Arman Maulana. One of the songs he wrote is a religious song sung by singer and songwriter the late Krisya.
Akan datang hari mulut dikunci, kata tak ada lagi. Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari
Jadi pada suatu hari Krisya datang kepada saya.
So one day Krisya came to me and then he told, "Bro, I have a song. Would you like to make the lyrics for me?" He said that I love the lyrics sung by Mother. I replied, "Of course, I also love your songs." Then he gave me the tape and I wonder how long it is. The deadline was 1 month. He made the records in Australia. Then I listened to it. Whoa, the songs were very good. I really liked the songs. The songs were very nice. 1 week and 2 weeks is not possible. Where should I take it? 3 weeks and it has not been finished until the 4th week. It's already the 9th. And then I came up with my conclusion. It seems impossible. Yes, I will talk about it later on Saturday with Krisya. Then I said, "Krisya, bro, you couldn't do it. Your songs are good, but I didn't get the lyrics."
Nah, kebetulan itu malam Jumat. Malam Jumat, saya punya Biasaan, setiap malam Jumat saya baca surah
Yasin. Well, it was Friday night. I had a habit to read surah Yasin. Then I came to surah 65.
A'udzu billahi minasyaitonir rajim. Al yauma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim dan seterusnya dan seterusnya. Saya kemudian ini dia.
And so on. Then I said, here it is. The theme is terrific. But can such theme be so great to get into a song whose row is limited and its syllables are also too limited? So there will be the time on which the smart mouth can talk and cannot talk. Then hands talk and what they are doing. Then the feet go anywhere. Wow, it is very tremendous. One night, it was my all out. Finally, one song was finished. At the morning, Krishu came and then I gave it to him. Krishu was very excited. When he heard the first time and tried to sing it, he cried. He's not strong. Then he tried and could not do anything. Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari mulut kita.
Other religious songs that Taufik Ismail created are from a group of religious music from Bandung, Bimbo.
Oh, kalau dengan Bimbo banyak sekali.
With Bimbo, there are a lot of songs. So, three of them are the brothers who are very creative. Just singing and whistling. As they sang, they were recorded and then the tape was handed to me. Then I sometimes asked what the theme was. Then they said that this was about salat, praying about yearning. But if there are many, it's up to you, brother. I love, but I am sometimes confused too.
Kalau jelas betul misalnya tentang salat, seperti misalnya
obviously the clear one is for example about salat or prayer such as long mat or long sajadah. It was good. I imagine the salat. When I imagine salat, I imagine a salat mat. But how did I get it into the lyrics? Oh, could I? I imagine our life was running over the world on salat mat, but the mat was too long. Initially, it was in the baby crib, and then ended up in our cemetery. And we walk in the world on this salat mat. When the imagination was found out, I then wrote the lyrics. It became easy, but getting the idea was difficult. Begitu
terdengar suara azan. Taufik Ismail is one of the greatest writers owned by Indonesia until now. Hopefully, all his work may color the literature sphere and Indonesian music.
Panjang terbentang hambat tunduk dan ruku, hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba mengingat di kau sepenuhnya. Thank you. panjang terbentang, hambat tunduk dan ruku, hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba mengingat di kau sepenuhnya, mengingat di kau sepenuhnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Tulung Agung, East Java Province, Indonesia, which has a number of interesting beach attractions to visit. One of them is Gemah Tulung Agung Beach. This beach has blue, clear, and clean seawater. The location is in Kaboyirang Village, Besuke District, Tulung Agung Regency. From Tulung Agung City Center, you have to travel 37 kilometers or about 1 hour if traffic conditions are smooth. The entrance ticket price to tourist locations for weekends is 7,500 rupiah or 48 cents US dollar per person, while on weekdays it is 5,000 rupiah. Gemah Beach has 2 kilometers of brown sand. The combination of sand and blue sea water adds to the charm of the beach. The beach area is also surrounded by pine trees, large rocks, and coral cliffs. The beach has waves that are not too high, so it is safe for those of you who want to swim at this beach. You can also enjoy the beach atmosphere by sitting on a mat while looking at the surrounding views and breathing in the fresh air. Listener, to enjoy the beauty of the surrounding nature, you can try riding an ATV motorbike. You only need to pay 20,000 rupiah or 1 US dollar 48 cents to rent an ATV motorbike for 20 minutes. You can also rent a boat from fishermen while enjoying the clear waters of Gemah Beach. The price is around 10,000 rupiah per person. Around the beach, there are towering pine forests. You can take photos with the pine forest as a background. Don't forget to watch the beautiful sunset at Gemah Beach. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and also guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. And today's topic is about Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a local officer. Chris was making a vlog in Karimun Jawa Island. Let's listen to the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Pulau Karimun Jawa, Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. I am going to say each word 2 times, and please repeat after me. Saat ini, which means right now. Di pesisir, which means on the coasts. Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means right now I'm on the coasts of Karimun Jawa Island. Bersama, bersama, which means together with. Petugas, petugas, which means officer. Taman Nasional, Taman Nasional, which means national park. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means right now I'm on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island. In that sentence, there's the word pesisir, pesisir, which means coasts, a land next to or near the ocean. Pesisir, pesisir, which means coasts, is a word we use related to a natural landscape. Pesisir, pesisir, which means coasts, was used by Chris to state a part of a beach of Karimun Jawa Island. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions related to nature. Terumbu karang. Terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah. Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah, which means coral reef in Karimun Jawa is very pretty. Hutan bakau. Hutan bakau, which means mangrove forest. Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa. Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa, which means we can explore mangrove forest in Karimun Jawa. For your information, besides being a sanctuary, Karimun Jawa National Park has many things to visit. It has pretty beaches and underwater habitat. In the past, Karimun Jawa was even called as the Caribbean Van Java or the Caribbean of Java. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Sambas Mendunia by Anita. The song was composed by Muda Mahendrawan. The song tells about Sambas City in West Kalimantan, which has a strong and global history of civilization. Through its lyrics, this song invites the younger generation to have global thinking and try to maintain civilization for the sake of happiness. The song, which means Sambas Goes International, has now been written in several language versions, such as Mandarin, Malay, Bugis, Dayak, and Madurese. Well, listener, here is the song Sambas Manunia by Anita. Enjoy the song.
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tak ada gadis yang menolak.